At 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to get into a Roblox challenge. Kira was telling me about Superman. I don't understand. Can you give me the rundown?
So, you're basically in a certain game in Roblox. I think it's like a superhero game thingy. If you've played Pizza Factory Tycoon, it's kind of like that, but fighting. And there are two or three stories. You have to build onto it. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
But you mentioned like there was some super...
There was Superman.
No, but the superpower where like you were going to fly up and you were going to do something.
So one of the superheroes is Superman, and he has a fireball super cape. The super cape makes him walk faster, and when you tap, he does like a little boost or something. Fireball, he literally holds a fireball in his hand, and when you tap, the fireball shoots a fireball out, and yeah.
Okay, and the fireball, you can throw that at people, or
you don't throw it at people. You shoot it at people.
You shoot it at people. Okay.
Yeah. Like you tap, then it shoots the direction you tapped.
Okay, that sounds cool. So we are gonna return later today and finish this because Kier is gonna show it to me tonight at 6 o'clock because that's when screen time is, and then we're gonna pick it up and finish this episode after I've had a chance to play with the Superman and the Fireball in Roblox on the iPad. So we'll see you a little later.
See ya.
Stand by. Sponsored message coming in. Okay, so we're back after a day and a half. Kira and I just played Roblox for a little while, two-player. And I have a hard time with these games that are, like, three-dimensional, for lack of a better word. Like, I'm used to the old-school games like Asteroids and Missile Command and stuff. But Kira showed me a few things about how to collect money.
So, in the two-player and even the single-player, as you collect money with the droppers and stuff, you can go to a certain spot and collect that money that you've gotten. So then you can get, like, for instance, weapons, gear, stuff like that.
Or you can build stuff too. And so I think I got the hang of the game. It's fun. It's a little confusing. And when we were playing yesterday, every once in a while, someone would come in and, like, blow me apart, which was kind of obnoxious. And also there was this what is it, like a laser gate or something here?
Yeah, eventually you'll get like a laser door, and when you get it, like it's like a door, then when you press a button, it the lasers turn off. It's
yeah, but what would happen was I would see the laser door on and I would want to come in because someone had just chopped me in half or something. And then I would start running towards the door and Kier would say, come on, come on. And then at the last minute, he would turn the lasers on in the door. And so I would walk right into the lasers and get chopped in half again. So it was kind of funny. But I got to say, Roblox is a thumbs up for me. Is it a thumbs up for you, yeah. Kier? What?
Yeah.
All right. Thumbs up. Do you care about Roblox at all? All right, yeah, okay, so Junie says it's fun, but she kind of grew out of it. All right, that's all for today. We got a couple thumbs up for Roblox Superhero Tycoon. See you next time. What's it called? Oh. Reviewing Nouns is produced by Junikir Mike Productions in Studio City, California, and all of the recording and editing was done at home or somewhere else by Mike.
Kier.
And
I want to go to bed.
Oh, Junie.